Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today Sophie and I are talking about the Complete Kama Sutra by Vatsyayana. So Sophie, I have to ask, before you read this, what did you think it was going to be?
Oh, I mean, exactly what everyone thinks, a book of sex positions, right? A little exotic, a little scandalous, but I was so wrong.
Same. I was genuinely surprised. This is not a dirty book. It's actually a whole philosophy of how to live.
Exactly. Vatsyayana says there are three aims of life: Dharma, which is virtue, Artha, which is material success, and Kama, which is pleasure. And all three are legitimate. You need balance.
Right. And he's very clear that you shouldn't pursue pleasure at the expense of your duty or your bank account. But you also shouldn't neglect it. That's such a mature take.
And the book isn't just about sex. The first big section is about how to be a cultured person. He describes the ideal man, the Nagaraka, and it's very specific.
Yeah, he's basically a gentleman. He rises early, bathes, has a nice home with flowers and cushions. He studies 64 arts, things like dancing, painting, flower arranging, and even arguing. The point is that being a good lover starts with being an interesting person.
And he says women should study these arts too. For its time, that's pretty progressive. The ideal wife is intelligent and cultured, not just a homemaker.
Honestly, the part that got me was how much emphasis he puts on mutual consent and genuine affection. He says you can't force love. He even warns against deception.
Right, and when he finally gets to the sexual positions, it's not a checklist. It's a system. He categorizes lovers by size, stamina, temperament, and then suggests techniques that fit the combination.
And he keeps saying, adapt these to your own bodies. Don't just follow the list. The goal is mutual satisfaction.
There's even a section on biting and scratching, which sounds wild, but he presents it as a form of passionate expression that should only be used when both people want it.
It's all about reading your partner. He talks about different kinds of embraces and kisses, from gentle to intense, and he wants you to pay attention to what your lover is signaling.
And he doesn't ignore the emotional side either. He talks about falling in love, jealousy, rejection, the whole messy reality. It's surprisingly wise.
The part about extramarital relationships is interesting. He doesn't condemn it, but he's very pragmatic. He says be discreet, be respectful, and understand the risks.
It's not moralistic at all. He's observing human nature and trying to give practical advice. And he keeps coming back to timing. What's appropriate for a young couple in spring might not work for an older couple in winter.
There's even a section on love potions and charms, but he's skeptical. He says the most reliable way to win someone is genuine affection and skill.
The whole thing is so much bigger than I expected. It's really a guide to living beautifully, taking pleasure seriously, putting effort into love, and balancing it with the rest of life.
My biggest takeaway is that pleasure is a skill you can practice. It's not just something that happens. You can get better at it with attention and intention.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well, I never thought I'd say this about the Kama Sutra, but it made me want to be a more thoughtful person.
That's exactly the point. It's about cultivating a life full of joy and connection. We'll see you in the next one.